From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump is calling for Muslim unity in the fight against terrorism in his address in Riyadh, telling dozens of Arab and Muslim leaders at a regional summit it was a battle of between good and evil. Trump also issued a challenge to those in attendance.
Religious leaders must make this absolutely clear. Barbarism will deliver you no glory. Piety to evil will bring you no dignity. And political leaders must speak out to affirm the same idea. Heroes don't kill innocents, they save them.
Trump's speech was a surprising turn for the president in the wake of his campaign statements calling for a total Muslim travel ban, which he then softened to call for a limited travel ban from six Muslim-majority countries. His effort has been blocked by U.S. courts, although Trump is appealing the ruling. Ahead of the speech, Mr. Trump and Saudi Arabia's King Salman signed a nearly $110 billion agreement to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. The defense deal becomes effective immediately. Japan is condemning North Korea's launching of a ballistic missile which landed in the Sea of Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says North Korea's actions tramples on the international community's effort to resolve the matter peacefully and a challenge to the world. The Japanese leader says he hopes to make North Korea the main issue on the agenda at this week's G7 meeting. Meantime, the White House recently issued a statement after a North Korean missile launch a week ago that it should serve as a call for all nations to implement far stronger sanctions against North Korea. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Egyptian authorities